Discovery Drive, at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide protective mask mandate, citing health expert predictions that it could save 40,000 lives over the next 3 months.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum.
While President Trump reacted to Biden's mandate at his press briefing at the White House today.
He thinks it's good politics, I guess. No matter where they live and no matter their surroundings, because different states are much different, both in terms of the atmosphere itself and also in terms of the corona problem.
Mr. Trump also questioned how such a mandate would be enforced against law-abiding citizens. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Slovenia to make the case for high-speed wireless networks that bar Chinese companies like Huawei. He praised the Slovenian government for taking the action.
Slovenia prides itself on being a science and technology leader, and becoming a 5G clean country as you're doing today solidifies that position. The tide is turning against the Chinese Communist Party and its efforts to restrict freedom for all of us.
Pompeo has led a U.S. campaign across Europe and elsewhere against Huawei and other Chinese companies the Trump administration accuses of sharing data with China's security apparatus. A Justice Department investigation has found Yale University is illegally discriminating against Asian American and white applicants in violation of federal civil rights law. The finding, detailed in a letter to the college's attorneys Thursday, marks the latest action by the Trump administration aimed at rooting out discrimination in the college application process following complaints by some students about the application process at some Ivy League colleges. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 80 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 58,048. 50,081 of those here in Clark County. The statewide death toll is now at 1,000. At least 842 of those here in Southern Nevada. Las Vegas Sands Corporation, owners of the Venetian and Palazzo, will continue to pay all its employees through at least the end of October. Workers were made aware of the company's commitment yesterday in a letter signed by the chairman and CEO, Sheldon Adelson. Las Vegas Sands is the only company of Nevada's six largest, which is not furloughed or laid off staff. due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Off-price retailer Stein Mart has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They plan to close most of its 281 stores across the country. Two stores here in the Las Vegas area, one in Henderson. For movie fans, some local theaters are about to reopen. Century Theaters say they're going to be open for business again tomorrow. The reopening includes theaters at the Orleans, Samstown, Santa Fe Station, South Point, and the Suncoast. Go Knights, go! The Golden Knights are in the midst of Game 2 of the Best of 7 series. They're tied at one game apiece. And Ertz, one is two apiece right now. We're up 1-0.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, there's a bad accident, 215 eastbound at Gibson, with long backups there, and it's affecting the off-ramp. That's 215 eastbound at Gibson. Give yourself some extra time through that corridor. Also, some slowing 15 south at Spring Mountain and 215 west at Stephanie.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two. Yeah, for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Always good to have Craig Mueller on from Mueller & Associates. And he is our go-to guy when it comes to legal help, both professionally and on the radio show itself. And he joins us. Craig, how you been, my friend?
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm looking for Friday afternoon. I want to go to a bar. Oh, wait a minute. I can't do that, can I?
No. Well, you can, sort of. and there are all kinds of provisos out there. We know that the bars are back, but only with seven machines. And bar owners, I know, gathered together, and they are suing the governor, saying that what he's doing is unconstitutional. What do we know about the litigation brought by a number of bar owners here in Las Vegas?
Well, there's a practical problem. The lawsuit, they're seeking injunctive relief. They want to be open, but they haven't had a hearing yet. Now, I believe the governor is in deep trouble, and he's on very, very thin ice. And I'm going to refer you and the listeners to Nevada Revised Statute 414-0345. Now, remember, he is a self-appointed dictator, and I'm going to use that word. I will defer to the RJ. They've already taken King Sisolak. I will call him Dictator Sisolak. He has assumed emergency powers under the Nevada Revised Statute, and an emergency under our law means an occurrence or threatened occurrence for which it is determination of the governor that the assistance of state agencies is needed to supplement the efforts and capabilities of political subdivisions to save lives, protect property, and protect health and safety of persons of this state, period, comma, okay? There's not an emergency. We've never had an emergency under Nevada law. We had a virus that was similar to flu-like conditions. It is very dangerous if you are very sick or in an emergency room, and without a doubt, but just like influenza, but there has not been a hospital in this state that has turned away patients. In fact, the emergency hospital they set up down at Cashman Field was shut down because of lack of patients. So I think the governor is in deep trouble. When he finally gets pulled in front of the Nevada Supreme Court or has to defend his actions, he's going to be very hard-pressed to call and determine and explain why this was an emergency and why all of these actions were necessary.
Hey, Craig, where is this litigation right now? Has it gotten through the district court, or does it go directly to the state Supreme Court?
No, this type of litigation would have to start in district court. It is an implementation of a statute. Now, we have a divided government. There's the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. And they're supposed to be it's a government by push and pull. You need two of the three branches of the government kind of rowing the oars in the same way. Now, the governor has been very crafty. I personally filed a lawsuit against the governor and his actions over in Nye County to open the beauty salons. And I argued very much just like I told your listeners that this is not an emergency. 2 days later, he opened up the beauty salons. And a week after that, I had a gym owner came in. We filed the exact same motion against the governor, or the same lawsuit, this time for gym owners. And the governor once again opened up the gyms. So my hunch is he knows he's in trouble, or certainly he's getting legal counsel telling him that his actions are going to be very, very poorly considered or very poorly treated. And I believe that he's going to eventually fall back and reopen the bars. Now, one of the practical problems we have is we have equal protection of the law. You cannot single out people or organizations differently for different treatment. Unfortunately, the governor has been doing exactly that. He's been picking political winners and losers. And if I can't congregate in groups because I'm going to transmit a virus, which is a scientifically very dubious proposition to start with, then you've got to set up the rules so it affects everyone the same way. The people at Lee's Discount Liquor couldn't sell booze because they were considered non-essential, but if the exact same booze was down the street at Smith's, it could be sold. That's a violation of equal protection. And when it's all settled and it's all done, I think the state is unfortunately going to be in a position where it's going to have to write an awful lot of checks for the governor's actions.
Wow. Craig Mueller joining us from Mueller & Associates. One of the things the governor did at one of his last news conferences is he essentially deferred to county government, city government. So the Clark County Commission said, well, the bars can reopen, but only with seven machines. In the city of Las Vegas, I believe it's they're going with a full 15. What is going on there? And is the governor just playing games and essentially saying we're going to open the bars, but I'll let the county and the city do it?
Well, the governor is, and I'm going to really go a little bit on a limb here. If you've been watching the governor's pronouncements, also watch the pronouncements of the governor of Michigan. The woman's name up there is Whitman.
Yeah.
Wildly unpopular with the citizens of Michigan. And it looks like someone gave our governor and the governor of Michigan the same script. It would almost appear to me from a disinterested party that there's the Democratic National Committee is controlling them. Here's what they say today. And this last pronouncement is just absurd by its definition. Racism in health care is a public health crisis. How is that an emergency power? Why does he have a dictatorial decree on such an issue? Now, that's politics. That's not law. And that's politics. And that's not respecting the constitutional rights of our citizens. And I think we are long since past, as maybe as early as the 1st of April, any sincere concern for public health. This is politics, has been politics, and it is now politics going forward. And I'll make another prediction. I'll predict that we are going to see this whole virus thing disappear the day after the election, presidential election.
Wow. Wow. Well, I happen to believe, and I could be wrong, Craig, that we will have an October surprise that will be a vaccine. And it will occur probably about October 15, October 20, somewhere like that. And that the president will prevail.
I believe the president will prevail, and I believe there are several October surprises. I think a lot of shoes are going to get dropped in this campaign, but I want the readers and your listeners to understand a few things. This is a coronavirus. That is, it's a virus that affects the respiratory tract, the nose, the throat, among other things. It attacks other things. But remember, we've had very poor success scientifically with influenza virus or vaccines. We've had zero success in creating a virus against the common cold. Now, if someone tells you that they've suddenly created a vaccination against a virus from this family of viruses, you need to be very, very skeptical, because science has not been able to do anything like that for a lot longer than one presidential election cycle.
Again, Craig Mueller joining us from Mueller and Associates. And I want to ask you about something you touched on, but I've been asking everybody I can find for their explanation to this. The governor, what was this, August 5th, issued that proclamation that proclaims racism a public health crisis.
Yes,
what
sir.
Is he angling for? Is he angling for similar powers that he has now under that emergency?
No, sir. That's just what I brought that up to point out the ad absurdum that the governor has now reached. And candidly, I shouldn't say this publicly, but I'm ignoring the governor anymore. He's so far all over the board, it's irrational. Now, he and the governor of Michigan did almost the exact same thing on the exact same day. They're getting their marching orders from somebody. I would suspect the Democratic National Committee. But the reality is, that's absurd. That's not an emergency. That's not an emergency power. That is not dictatorial powers. Yeah, it's dictatorial powers. He doesn't have that kind of power.
Well. So. What are they angling for? And by the way, those are not the only two governors have done. There have been other governors, Democrat governors, that have done this, and even a few mayors who have made this proclamation. It is symbolic, they say, but I'm just wondering if they're somewhere down the road, they're going to proclaim themselves king and queen again, and with all the powers.
This is becoming disturbing. All right, we've gone past any plausible, I gave everyone the benefit of the doubt when he shut down the economy. And remember, this was two weeks to level the curve, that there was going to be enough people seriously ill, even as a small percentage of the population, that we were going to lose some people that we didn't need to lose because we didn't have enough hospital beds. And okay, that actually made intellectually some sense. So we watched for 2 weeks, and guess what? Not only was there not an increase, there wasn't a geometric growth, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, doubling of cases, there wasn't even linear growth. There was no growth. Now, at that point, by the end of March, it was obvious to anybody who didn't have an opinion already that the model was wrong and that there was a fundamentally bad assumption in it. And what it turns out to be is that this virus apparently came through Las Vegas in January. And a vast majority of us have either T leukocytes that prevent us from being infected at all, or we've already been infected and developed antibodies to it. Now, God bless you if you're in the hospital with some serious comorbidities like heart surgery, or you've got some serious health issues, then this virus could very well be a fatal thing for you. It's a real thing. I'm not saying it's not a real thing. What we have done here is we've overreacted by about a magnitude of 1,000. And we are not doing ourselves any favors anymore. We are now causing more trouble than we are if we'd done nothing.
That's incredible. Craig Mueller joining us. More with Craig. We're going to talk about what happened in the 32nd special session of the Nevada legislature. It's almost criminal what the Democrats have done. We'll talk about it, and in particular from a legal standpoint, liability and things like that. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up right here. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of real water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your real water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper.
But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe.
See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work.
Of course it didn't. It just sat there.
But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart, because a thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It's so unique, so effective, that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. I'm going to give you that number again. Write it down. 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye, fungus, and hello, sandals. Another great sandals day, by the way, in the Las Vegas Valley. Joining us, Craig Mueller from Mueller & Associates. And we've had it the 32nd special session of the Nevada legislature come and go. It was horrible for Republicans. And in particular, I want to get into some of the legal issues. What were some of the legal issues you found, shall we say, onerous about the 32nd special session?
Well, this is literally nothing more than someone being a house burglar. They have gone in under the pretext of giving everyone a chance to vote, and they have changed the way that elections operate. Now, remember, Nevada has had a very progressive and early voting. Now, this virus is killed by direct sunlight. You could literally have open voting out in the sunshine, and nobody would catch the virus because the virus would be destroyed when it gets exposed to the sunshine. So we've got a three-week or two-week window for early voting, but instead of using our infrastructure in place, that's in place, they passed a bill that now says that the registrar of voters is going to mail ballots. Not only can you mail ballots, that you can pick up a ballot and give it to someone and fill it out for them and have them sign it, and you can bring it back and turn it in for them. Now, this is the we're going to steal the election forever Democratic control bill. It is absolutely insane, and it absolutely needs to be challenged. The president, before anybody in the state could even get a bill lawsuit filed, the president has filed one, and there needs to be several more, because this is just literally a criminal activity anymore. And we're giving up any pretext that Nevada is a democracy. It's now a clique of people who run the government and just ignore the Constitution. Our state, Ms. Caniero, the state senator, Senate leader, she's a government employee, for crying out loud, in violation of the state constitution, which says no one can serve in two branches of the state government. So the Nevada government is anything other than just a clique doing the bidding of the public employee unions is now gone.
From a legal perspective, does the president have a chance of winning this?
Oh, yes, he should. You can't. There's a proposition of law. You can't change the rules mid-game. You can't change how elections are being conducted, and hopefully Barbara Sagaski will file a lawsuit, because the state constitution guarantees elections. All right, you have a fundamental underlying proposition that election has to be held, and it has to be functionally or fundamentally fair. Now, if someone's going to get mailed out, there was like 200,000 additional ballots got sent out last time, and the Republican Party at least held them to signature verification check, but now they're going to send out an equal or larger number of ballots to places where people aren't living anymore and haven't been living at for a while. They're going to mail them to inactive voters, and there's someone who's going to collect them all, forge them, turn them in large numbers, and the election results are going to be invalid. You can see this coming. A blind man could see this with a cane. I don't mean to be politically incorrect, but that's how obvious what's going to happen is going to be.
That is absolutely incredible. And the good thing is, my understanding is that this finished law will provide for active voters, not inactive voters, to get ballots. It remains to be seen how this thing will play out. Now, are you convinced that we will know who the next president's going to be, or we're going to know who some of these office holders are going to be on election night, or are we going to be still counting ballots 8-10 days later?
We're going to be counting ballots 8-10 days later, and I suspect many of the elective offices will end up in lawsuits. It's just, we took a system that was at least people could quibble with, but was arguably working, and we took it and threw it out the window, and we've now adopted a system that seems to be designed to commit fraud.
That's amazing.
It's very dispiriting. It's actually the Democratic Party of the state of Nevada is actually operating increasingly like a criminal enterprise.
And by the way, need we have any more reminders, but elections have consequences. And we've got an election something like 83 days away. We had these elections do have consequences, and we're witnessing the end result. Hey, Craig, it's always good visiting with you. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Sorry to have to be so downbeat, but the reality is the political